Hello, everybody. You're probably thinking, Travis sounds different today. And yes, I'm currently getting over a slight cold from last week, and I'm actually not Travis. My name is Finner, and I'm currently interning with the amazing team here at Fool & Scholar Productions. And I'm here today to tell you about The Last City. In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven. A geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors like Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Torrado, and Maury Sterling. You can follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. A big thanks to Wondery for supporting shows like The White Vault. And now, on with the scheduled programming.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible!
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
The White Vault, Goshawk.
Mom? Arna? Who? What is this?
What's what?
What is this? Who put this here? Who gave this to you? Whose artifact is this?
Mom, what are you talking about? What artifact?
This! Whose Gripravlider is this? Where did you get this?
I don't know. Stop freaking out. It's not mine. I don't even know what it is. What are you so angry at?
Arna, dear, you can tell me anything, I swear, anything. Where did you get this? Did Helga bring it? Or your Uncle Tryggvi?
I don't know. I don't think so. It's creepy, so I thought it was Gunnar's.
Did you see your brother with this? Did Gunnar leave it here?
No, I just said it's creepy, so I thought it was his. It was a guess. What's wrong with it? It's just some weird doll. Calm down, Mom.
Arna, this is... This artifact is a very important piece of history, and it needs to be in a place that someone can keep an eye on it. It's not a toy. It's not a doll. You really don't know how it got here.
No, I have no idea. I already said that. Are you sure it's not just a joke or something? It looks like those creepy things Gunnar likes to draw from those freaky internet stories.
You really don't know. You stay here, rest. Eat your snacks, watch some shows, relax. I'm going to bring this to Uncle Tryggvi. He knows what to do with it, how to take care of it. I'm sorry. I'm not upset with you. I just got really worried.
Is it really that important? What does Gripalviðr mean?
Don't even think about it. It's nothing. It's not important. It's just a type of artifact, an archaeological term.
Like a real artifact? What's it made out of? Bone? Wait, I have something. Here, put it in the shoebox. If it's really old and made from bone, you should be more careful and shouldn't touch it. Your hands could have oils that ruin it.
That's a great idea. Thank you, Arna.
You shouldn't touch an archaeological artifact. Or a crime scene.
Very true. Okay, have fun. Relax. I'll be home a little later. I'm just going to swing into town again. And remember, don't do anything too strenuous. You might feel okay, but head injuries are serious. So just rest. This is a great opportunity to be lazy. Don't get many of those in life.
I get it. Chips, tea, Netflix, I have no plans to leave my bed.
Good. Have a nice evening. I'm so happy you're home safe. You'll never leave Iceland again.
Ha ha.
And if you need anything, call me. Anything weird happens, call me.
Weird? Like a creepy artifact in my bedroom?
Yes, exactly so. Weird.
Sure, you'll be the first to know. But really, Mom, someone has to be playing a prank on you.
Perhaps. See you soon. Lock up if I'm not home by 10.
Sorry, ma'am. You can't park here. This area is reserved.
I'm family.
But
move it to the parking lot then. I don't care. I need to see Hulda.
Please? Wait. Please? What are you doing here?
I'm going to speak with Hulda.
Really? Do you have an appointment?
No, but I'm going to speak with her. You won't stop me, but I'm not gonna let you get away with this.
Away with what? Slow down, Dees. Please. Something's got you up in arms. Talk to me. I can't help.
You can't help, Tryggve. Not right now. I know you weren't a part of this.
Oh, what? Wait, please. You have to. There's an order to these things, Dees.
I don't care. I just don't. All these rules and meetings are bullshit. Someone left this in Arna's room.
A creeper with it? Who?
I'm going to speak with Hulda.
Don't tell her I saw you.
Be serious, she already knows.
Hello, do you have an... Oh, stop, you can't go in there. If you want an appointment,
Unfamily, sit the hell down.
I haven't been there myself, but I hear only good things. Ah, hello, Dees.
Oh, do you have another appointment? I know we've run over. This has gone exceedingly better than I originally presumed it could. I had a lunch reservation, but I've certainly missed it by now.
Then let me walk you out. I have a great recommendation for your lunch. I'll speak with my secretary and have her call ahead of you. Make a quick reservation.
Much appreciated. Sorry for taking so much of your time. I'm glad that the project is moving forward. Certainly worth the flight out here.
And, of course, if you have any follow-up questions, we are always here to answer. If your team has any rather technical questions, I will direct them over to our technical department.
Oh, and the proposition for the hydro project.
Here on my desk. No worries. Now, let's get you out to that lunch. Dees, I'll be back to speak with you in a moment. Thank you again. Hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Reykjavík.
I'm sure I will. It's been lovely. Tech.
Verði þér af því. Góða ferð. Well, that meeting dragged on, but at least he's finally gone. What problems are you bringing me today, D? this?
Business meeting. Even now.
The work does not stop, not even now. Not even if I were the one ill. Now, why are you here? And with a shoebox?
Because someone left this on Arna's windowsill.
This? She isn't one of ours.
Don't lie to me, not about this. If it's not yours, what does that mean? Who sent it?
I don't know. But if we have a record of this Gripalmiður, we can find out who she is. We have a catalogue, written descriptions of all known Gripalmiður, as well as which family members or which other families they protect.
But why would another family send someone after Arna? She's a child. Plaguing her with anything is fruitless.
She, the Gripalmiður, may just have been watching.
Watching what? Arna's eating junk food and watching television. There's nothing useful there, not for anyone. She's just being a teenager.
We don't know what's really going on.
You really don't, do you? Shit.
Wait here. I'll grab the catalog and we can try to find out who she is. Don't take your eyes off her.
Who?
Her mother. We can stop it, Dees. The only way.
It's you.
Don't make a mess. Someone's gonna have to clean it up.
What did you do?
I actually make pretty good coffee. Even the instant stuff. It's just the phenobarbital tastes a little bitter.
What?
Close the door, it's cold.
I will. Sorry. Go back to sleep. That was close. Good thing I gave her those earplugs. Oh, sorry about that. Not much I can do about the steps. You probably didn't feel it, though.
You? I'm not sure. Can you feel the cold?
You asked about Trish earlier. Nice woman. Really enthused to do some winter bird watching. Imagine her surprise when she realized there are no birds in Goshawk. She was so confused. I think that's when she first got suspicious. She was the last one. Well, most recent, that is. To find a way to something greater. Well, she's obviously not the last. I knew the snow would come. It makes things easier. Sure, hiding blood, evidence, but damn, if it isn't difficult to drag people through this heavy snow.
Adele.
Yes, Adele. No worries yet, she's still asleep. So, the plan goes like this. You, then I'll send Iffy away on some errand and get Adele. And then when Iffy gets back, she'll be next. And Louis last, since he's already tied up and easy enough to deal with. No rush on that. Don't worry. You won't be alone. There's Trish and Jake already waiting for you. They know you're coming. And Adele will join you soon. I know you'll miss her. But it won't be long. No one felt a thing. Except the bitter coffee. No way around that. But really, it's all over rather quick. Hardest part is just getting you all out to the ice. And I'll join you too one day when my work is done. I was chosen to do this work. I'm finally Pivotal. Needed.
You.
Yeah, nearly there. Do you hear her? I'm glad you stumbled into Goshawk, Mika. I'm glad I could save you then, and that I could save you now. Your life, so aimless. But now you have a purpose. She gave me a purpose. And I'll share it, give it to you too. And the Dill. And Iffy. Louis. S.
Her.
Yeah, well, that was all real, Mika. Everything Louis ranted about, I took guess. We did. My trees, they pulled him right up and over. He was unconscious when the branches dropped him at my feet. Maybe his life here was bad. Useless. But at least he was given purpose with his end. Like you. I said stumbled earlier about y'all coming into Goshawk. But none of this was coincidence. Mika, she knows what she's doing. I'm certain.
Kidding me. Hey! Anyone hear me? Hey! Hey! Fire's out! And the window blew open! Hey! Someone come fix this before I freeze! Damn it! Hey!
Fire's in a damn fucking... What? You thought it was gonna last?
Jason! Jason! Look through the damn window! Jason! Jason? Jason? What? Don't kill her! We need her alive! God damn it! Somebody hear me! Jason! Stop!
No one can hear me.
Jesus, just break!
Mika, you here? What was that? Adele? Adele, get up.
What? I couldn't hear you. What's up?
Adele, you have to get up. Something's happening outside. Mika and Jason are gone. I think they went to check on Louis. That's where the sound came from. I'm going to see if they need help. You stay here, but stay awake.
No, I'm coming. I don't want to be here by myself.
Yeah, fine, but hurry up and get ready. They might need help. Okay.
The house! The roof!
Hurry! They may be hurt! Where's Mika? And Jason?
Come on. Let me out of these things.
Where's Mika and Jason?
Your new friend, Jason, was dragging your sister's body out to the lake. Saw it there, through the window.
What? Liar!
Not believing me is not gonna save your sis.
Shit! Mika! Come on!
Don't leave me here! At least don't tie me!
Stay near me! The snow is too heavy, don't go on the ice! It'll be hard to know, so please be cautious.
Mika! Mika! Who is that to be lying again? Why would Jason do something like this?
I don't know, but I don't think he was lying this time. There's probably an explanation.
Mika! Answer me! Mika!
There! Jason! Mika! What the fuck?
Mika! He has her! Why is she asleep? Mika!
Stop!
No! I have to get her!
No, Adele, stop! The ice disk floated out. We can't get to them.
I have to try! Mika! Mika, wake up! Let go of me!
You can't! Jason! What are you doing? Jason, what's wrong with Mika?
Mika! No! No! No, 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 no! No! Don't!
Stop!
Don't! Mika!
Jason, stop! What are you doing? Put her down! No!
No! No!
Why? What are you doing, Jason? Adele, the water! Back away! Move! Move!
She's in the water. If we go in, I can do it. I'll do it. You don't have to. I'll get me out.
The water's fucking glowing, Adele. I'm sorry you're not going in there.
She's in there!
I know! I'm sorry! What is happening? Why is this happening? We need to go! We need to run! If he killed Mika! He'll come after us too! We can't stay here! We have to go!
Adele! Iffy! So you woke up! That's a pity!
I will kill you!
Your sister was a very nice person, but it needed more! It brought you here for this reason!
We can
to fulfill a purpose!
Together!
You don't need to make this difficult! I can bring you to your sister as soon as you like. It needs more.
Adele,
gets more.
We've got to go.
No purpose in waiting.
I can still save her. She's in there, Iffy, please.
Adele, please, please. I'm sorry. But Mika's unconscious and she's under the ice. I know you want to save her, but we can't get to her. Not in time. Not without getting ourselves killed, but the disc is heading towards us. Jason wants to kill us. We need to get to the church, to the gun. We still have a chance. We need to go. I'm so sorry.
I see you.
Why is this happening? Gun, where's the gun? Where? I'm so sorry, Adele. I'm so sorry. We didn't know. We couldn't have known. I'm so sorry.
I'll kill him!
We will. I swear, we will. But I need to make sure you're safe. Okay? That's what Mika would want. That's what she would do. So please stay with me, okay?
She would.
The sad part. Jason never would have called for help. Bastard lied this whole time, didn't he? Where is it? We need to call for help. We can still get help. Where? Got it. Hello? Can anyone hear me? Hello? If you can hear me, please send help. There are two people in Old Goshawk in need of immediate emergency assistance. Please. Two women in Old Goshawk in need of immediate emergency assistance. Northwest Aristook. Maybe Northwest Piscataquis, somewhere near the county line, please. We are in immediate danger. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Please, we need help. People are dying out here. This is an emergency. What?
The White Vault, Goshawk, written and created by K.A. Statz, co-created, produced, and directed with sound design by Travis Fengroff, with script editing by W.K. Statz, associate producer Shion Francois, edited with sound design, music, and mixing by Dane Leonardson, dialogue editing and assistance by Finner Nielsen, and executive producers Carol Vengroff, Michael Villegas, Dennis Greenhill, and A.J. Punkin. Starring Lauren Tucker, Hildur Magnusdottir, Marcy Edwards, Denise Halfyard, Christian Atli Hemison, Hrafnildr Oradottir, Shion Francois, Michael Delgadio, Harlan Guthrie, Finner Nielsen, and Travis Fengroff. For access to bonus episodes, ad-free episodes, and bonus seasons like Artifact, Imperial, Iluka, and Echoes, visit patreon.com/foolandscholar and support this show and its creators. This is a Fool and Scholar production. Thank you for listening.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.